Now we come to two letters to the editor, which, as mentioned earlier, have been prompted by the article all about wood-burning stoves. G.P. Brown of Beauthorpe Road, Norwich, writes, Rachel Moore's diatribe against wood-burners, Opinion Friday, is but the latest from those who seem intent on saving us from ourselves, joining such as Extinction Rebellion, Just Stop Oil, those who wish to stop us eating meat, and many more self-righteous groups wanting to impose their views on our life. Perhaps, Rachel, the answer is that we all go back to living in caves and foraging for berries and nuts. The winters will be difficult, as burning wood to keep warm would obviously be banned, and the lack of by-products from raising animals for food, such as leather and wool, will not exist. There is an element of risk in everything we do in life, the vast majority of which we rationalise away. Publishing statistics, as Rachel does, without any context is effectively, I would argue, just scaremongering. So next time you include life-threatening statistics, perhaps Rachel can include the statistical risk of being killed in a car accident in the UK, a risk we all rationalise out of our mind every day. I suspect banning cars would save more lives than banning wood burners, but perhaps Rachel has access to a car and no wood burner.
Is there a single thing on earth Rachel Moore hasn't got a problem with? Friday's hyperbolic ravings led us to believe our wood-fired stoves are now environmental enemy number one. I'm aware that a journalist is only as good as their last piece, but however hard I try to be objective, it gets harder to take her words seriously when she clearly only ever lashes out as whatever subject is currently number one in her smartphone newsfeed. I'm looking out at a street scene in my village, and frankly, every single home has at least one car, and usually two, and apart from me, no other house exhibits burning chimneys or wood burner flues. But somehow, all these older diesel vans and cars are less polluting globally than wood-fired heaters. Tell me another. Give us a break, Rachel. Please, from all the righteous indignation, it's exhausting and a bit predictable. And that letter from Steve McKinder, Sandy Lane, Denver.